This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. I want to talk about fat people. I know, controversial subject, right? Kevin, you can't say fat. You have to say, I don't know, there's got to be a term for it, right? A politically correct term for it. You know, bodily challenged or something like this. But there was a time when being fat was a sign of wealth. It was actually a good thing. It was considered hot. You can go back and look at some of these masters, the paintings, and they had the corpulent women, the cherubs. You know, all the little kids were fat, and fat was beautiful. It was in. Thin meant you were poor. It was actually a status symbol to carry more weight. But as people studied the human frame and the human condition, they began to notice something. They began to notice that being fat wasn't necessarily healthy. That having that shed over your tools, as my fat buddy told me one time when I accused him of having a gut, he says, my daddy said you should always have a shed over your tools, Kevin. And I cracked up. But here I was all svelte and, well, looking like myself, all beautiful and chiseled. And this guy's like making excuses. And we chuckled it off. And here's the thing right now. I want to say this up front. I don't care what your body looks like. It's your body, your choice. But I will say this, it wouldn't be a stretch to notice that, you know what, you're carrying a little bit extra weight and it's probably not healthy. I don't do the studies because I know this, 100% of the people die. But are you dying from things related to being overweight? I predict that just like man watched the stars, he started watching the human population and he says, you know what, that guy who runs, that Achilles, outside of dying in battle, these guys are living a long time when they care about their fitness. And you know what? The quality of life has even been better. These corpulent, you know, people, the chubs, the chubsters, they live shorter lives. And an obvious shift occurred as man noticed that the better he took care of himself, the longer he could last, the longer he could be with, well, his chubby girl. Anyway, it was a normal evolution that occurred, and we all, this is not a political thing, I know it's been made that, but we've all embraced this revolution as we explored the human body, and we appreciated the form. I mean, you can't pass by a magazine rack, and you know they have this thing that can measure your where your eyeball goes, but you can't pass by that rack and not look at the beautiful forms on there. And while today they may try to sell you on the idea that, you know, the chubs are in, it's not the case. You still gravitate. Now, that's not to say that there aren't people that like big girls. There are. There are big girl magazines and people like them. And I ain't going to laugh at the brothers or the whoever, the people that like the chubsters. There are thin women who like big men. I'm not talking about big and you know, fit. They like big old boys, you know, that have the shed over their tools, to each his own. But the overwhelming people, I could predict, I don't have any polls. I haven't talked to Rasmussen or Zogby, but I believe the overwhelming people believe in a healthy body. When you're at a beach and you're looking, let me tell you something. The big girl that's got the jelly rolls walks by and the wife ain't hitting the husband going, what are you looking at? But let that bikini model walk by. And old boy's glad he's got his sunglasses on as he pulls one of these. Yeah. Hoping mama can't see his eyeballs move. You get it? And it's true. Look, I ain't gay. But if you go look at a muscle fitness magazine, you see a fit guy, you go, wow, that dude's fit. If that same dude's walking on the beach, I ain't gay, but I'll look at him and go, man, that dude takes care of himself. Look at that. And if you've been there, like myself, you know what it takes to get to that, so you appreciate it. Let me tell you what it takes to get to be fat. Nothing? a lack of self-control. And here again, I am mad at you. For people who say, I've had enough, I'm at that crossroads myself in life where I'm saying to myself, you know what? I don't know that it's worth getting back into the shape that I, you know, felt like was my fighting weight or whatever. Well, I'm never getting back to that. Let's just face it. But I don't know. You know, I'm debating. Do I want to enjoy the foods that I eat and all that? Or do I want to count calories and then look back on my life, my deathbed and go, I wish I'd had some more cheesecake. So I get it. It's a balancing act. And it's a balancing act between quality of life. You know, I had a child later in life, not me myself, but, you know, I'm the father of that child. And I was thinking to myself when I had him, holy crap, you know, I don't want to be that dude, you know, with the cane going to graduation. I got to look like I'm fit. I have to look healthy. You know, I have to be able to participate and help him, you know, do the things that I did with my other sons. So it kept me young. So there's many reasons to look at fitness and say, I want to maintain, so to speak. As the Bible would say, I treated my body like a temple. You know, I watch what goes in. I watch what comes out. And obviously, you know, I was a martial artist, still am. But you want to protect you. You want to feel like, hey, I've still got the skill set. I can't do what I did in my 20s or my 30s. But I can doggone guarantee you that dude that I knew in my 20s and 30s better not mess with me now, because I know a lot more. I'm not kicking as high and may not even be punching and kicking as hard, but I can put a hurt on him because I know a lot more. Anyway, back to the fatties. So I'm not mad at these people, you know, and I'm not mad at us for making this transition and looking at the overweight body and saying, wait a minute, whoa, 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 whoa. It isn't a sign of wealth necessarily, which ironically, remember when Michelle Obama was penalizing the fatties in America, saying they're too fat. All they do is eat processed foods or whatever else, and we got to give them a diet. So she wanted to thin everybody out. She's the biggest fat shamer in history. She fat shamed many kids in school. My son came home one time, and he had a couple of oranges in his backpack and some other nasty-looking food. And I said, where's this from? He says, they give them out to us as we walk out the door. Is of the school. I was like, you got to be kidding me. He goes, yeah, it's part of Michelle Obama's program, and nobody wants to eat the food. So they give it out at the end of our classes. So I'm going to take a short break, and we're going to talk more about the fatties and fat shaming, which I'm not going to be doing, by the way. Just want to put it in perspective.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, talking about fatties and fat shaming and the word you can't say. You know, the bodily challenge, the weight challenge. I don't know what you call them, but we've got a word. We got a euphemism for everything that we don't want people to feel bad about in America. Don't call them fat. Don't call them black. Don't call them Mexican. Don't call whatever. Don't call them gay or, I don't know, whatever the words may be. But here's the point. There was a point in history where fat people were revered. And then suddenly we made this transition. And you know who really embraced, we all embraced it, health and fitness and all that. The Olympics and the athletes. And we want to watch them. We want to watch gladiators. And the Japanese want to watch fat ones with the sumos, because everybody else wants to watch, you know, gladiators that are fit. You know, you go to CrossFit, you don't see fat people doing CrossFit. Oh, Kevin, they got fat people in the heaviest man competition. Yeah, they might be fat, but these boys got a lot of muscle underneath that fat to be lifting cars and such. So we made a transition and we said, you know what, let's go healthy. And there was nothing wrong with going healthy. And the left embraced it. They said, you know, let's not just go healthy. Let's go healthy and sexy and let's define it. Remember, there was a, I think it was a commercial, and it was like, thin is in. And sisters, I'm talking about black girls, they were like, thin is in, shoot. Well, I'm chunky over here. I like my chunky. And let me just say this. As a connoisseur of the weaker sex, I'm all for it. I'm not for the size double zeros, the Calista Flockhart crowd, Allie McBeal. What I'm, you know, I think have a little health to you, a little heft. Size 6 to 14-ish, you know, probably that's in the healthy zone. Some people could get away with it, go to 20, whatever, depends on your frame. Anna Nicole Smith did it. I was a fan of her, skinny and fat, all right? So, you know, to each his own. But we did see the benefits of being thin. And then the left embraced it, and they said, let's build an industry around it, the sex industry. I'm not talking about porno. I'm talking about selling sexuality, objectification of both men and women. It wasn't just women. Male models were ripped. You didn't see fatties advertising stuff, and you still rarely do, unless it's in a cartoon and it's some jeans commercial, like some work jean or work boot or something like that. But nobody wants to try to use the fatty to sell. No offense, but we all want to picture ourselves at our best. Even when you're overweight, you know what you do? If you have a profile up on eHarmony, you don't put that picture up. You don't dare put that picture up. You put up the picture of you when you thought you looked your best. And if you don't have it in the body, you take that camera angle from up top and try to make it look like you're 20 pounds less, then you really are, you fatty. That's what you do. So anyway, I paid attention. I was built like a brick shick house for a lot of years. Y'all will figure that one out. For decades, in fact. Built, ripped. 28-inch waist, 170 pounds at my height when I wasn't fighting. 156 when I was. And I will tell you this, I dated the hottest girls. You know, from that range I was talking about, 6 to 14, occasionally, you know, dipping on either side of it, depending upon the personality. Okay? But I had a range, and the range wasn't, I've seen some big girls that are absolutely beautiful. They could carry their weight. Maybe I didn't like their personality, but more importantly, I was like, I don't feel like you're healthy. I don't think you're going to take care of yourself. You find somebody, you want them to last. You want them to be around for quite a while. But anyway, I will tell you this. I stopped at the magazine covers when I was prepubescent and did everything I could to get my hands on Playboy, Penthouse occasionally, Hustler, if I was lucky. Okay. And why? Because I was looking for chubs, chubsters? Absolutely not. I wasn't looking for that big girl Playboy centerfold. I was looking for that hot girl. And along the way, folks, our fascination with the human form where somebody said, I'm going to take my body and I'm going to see just how chiseled I can get it. And it became discriminatory. How dare you measure people based on something so superficial and whatever. You're sitting there going, what? Kevin, why don't you date the morbidly obese? I don't have a preference for them. I know there are guys out there, they make fun of them in the movies, but they probably do exist. I will tell you this. I won't say his name, but I have a buddy that I met in my college years. And he dated a girl who was absolutely smoking hot. And he was messing around with a chubby girl. And we would say to him, are you crazy? You're going to lose this hot girl. And he was, I know, man. But what it was, he was drawn to the chubsters. Okay. We teased him a little bit, but I ain't mad at him. That's his, you know, propensity. So that's what he liked. And he did. He lost his hot girlfriend. But that is what it is. So anyway, look, the left taught us to look at the human form. They advertised the human form. They defined beauty. Not that we need a whole lot of help. I can tell you right now, you show me a girl that's, you know, 400 pounds, you know, and can barely walk versus a girl who walks in a beach on a bikini. I know which way my mind and stuff goes. And I don't know what percentage is, but I'm going to tell you, well over 80% are going to go bada bing, bada boom. I mean, Halle Berry versus Queen Latifah. You get what I'm saying? And Queen Latifah is not morbidly obese or anything, but you get what I'm, you know the point I'm making here. Give me a, who's a big girl? I don't know the big, see there you go right there. I don't even know the big girls by name. You know, does that make my point? So to appreciate a Victoria's Secret model as an example, we were said, and by the left now, to be discriminatory, to be objectifying women. These are the people that taught us to objectify. These are the big objectifiers. I mentioned Michelle Obama, right? The biggest fat shamer on the planet, bar none, out there with her guns, you know, looking like she could, you know, squeeze Barack Obama's head right off his neck with her bicep. Telling all the kids you're too fat, you're eating all this processed food, making, changing diet. Look, if I say to you, yeah, hey, you look a little heavier, I don't care. It's an observation. You can eat what you want. Don't become a vegan because of me. But this is where we are. So we got the biggest fat shamers on the planet are leftists. This is the point I'm making. The biggest people who made the transition from fat people being, quote, acceptable and even revered to fat people being looked down on are leftists, and now they want to usher in this new period, right? Here's my point. I don't care if you're fat, you're thin, whatever. Be healthy. But don't try to normalize something and make people believe it just because it's your new narrative. It's the flavor of the day. Global climate change, black people in CRT, etc. How about you let people make up their own minds about various issues without you trying to influence them?
Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wednesday, the House of Representatives approved a labor agreement that would prevent the rail unions from striking.
In September, the unions and Congress came to a tentative agreement that provided workers with higher pay and 3 days of paid sick leave for doctor's appointments if they gave 30 days notice. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says she understands the union workers' frustrations, but a strike could seriously damage the economy.
We know, just because it's the right thing to do, it's a value that we share, that we have to treat working people well with fair wages, good benefits, and safe working conditions.
A magnitude 3.8 earthquake hit Southern California Thursday morning. The quake was centered in Imperial County, about 94 miles east of San Diego. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I just talked about a woman who was kicked off of a plane because of a two-year-old having asthma, and she removed the kid's mask. He was having his hyperventilating. I didn't even say that part. I didn't even get to it. But, yeah, so the airlines converges on this kid, and they turn this plane around, inconvenience every other passenger on it, remove this woman who's got an asthmatic two-year-old. A two-year-old. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But there's another story, and I talked about this a while back. It has to do with the chubbies, fat folks. I happen to love all people of all sizes. I will talk smack about you whether you're skinny or you're fat or you're fit. I will even figure out a way to ridicule you if you are if you are a physical specimen akin to Achilles. I will still figure out a way to make fun of you. Maybe Achilles had big feet. Or maybe he had a wart in the middle of his forehead. I don't know. But I'll figure out a way to make fun of you. Because that's what you do when you love people, when you care about them. You joke. Hey, Bill, what's with the weight loss, you know? Kevin, it's cancer. Oh, sorry, Bill. Sorry, bro. I'm with you. You know, look, it's not, we can have these discussions. It's funny you say fat. And people go, well, Kevin, I'm fat. Yeah, okay. I love you. I'm going to tell you, are you trying to get fat? You going for a movie role? Or you don't care anymore? Because at the end of the day, I don't care either. But I am going to ask you about it. If you pick up weight, I'm going to ask, hey, what's with the weight thing? Somebody said to me once, it was funny. I took a picture, and I picked up weight, and the dude said, Kev, he sent me a note, Kev, lay off the pasta. And I thought, wow, honesty, you sucker. But it was honest. There's nothing wrong with it. You know what? People sometimes don't even know. They don't realize they're gaining weight. What do you mean I'm gaining weight? Yeah, have you been on the scale? They get on the scale, 20 pounds over. What? Come on, surely you noticed your pants weren't fitting. You know, things like that. It's okay. It's not taboo.
Kevin, don't talk about fat people, and you're using the word fat.
Well, what other word do you have for it? Corpulent? Cherubic? I have lots of adjectives. I got a big vocabulary. But at the end of the day, it's fat. But I don't care.
Oh, Kevin, I don't date fat this. I fat this.
Whatever. Shut up. You got fat friends. You dated fat girls. You I don't know. Women love fat men. They talk about the dad body. That's hot. Well, maybe. Because I'm wearing a nice little dad body on me right now. But I'll tell you what.
I'll take fit over fat every time. Hey, Pat Sajak, I'd like to buy a vowel. I'll take the I, not the A. I don't care, but it doesn't make me fat phobic. I got fat family members. I got fat friends. I got fat. My sister, she's fat. She'd be mad at me, but she knows she's fat. She'll call me fathead because she knows I'm going to talk about her weight. So that's just the way it is. Get over it. Anyway, this lady claimed she was booted off of a plane because, quote, her stomach was showing. She said she was discriminated against for being fat, tattooed, and a mixed race woman. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't buy into this story. Her name is Ray Lynn Howard, 33. She says she was harassed by Alaskan Airlines staffers. And she posted on TikTok, and it became viral. And I think these are people that are seeking fame, because if you're a fat, tattooed, biracial woman, you could practically go on the plane naked, and they wouldn't kick you off. And she shared her thing on TikTok, and it was called Fat Trophy Wife. That's her account. 1.3 million views at the time and 180,000 likes in a few days. She could be seen getting escorted off the plane by police officers who proceeded to question her about the incident. She said Alaska Airlines staffer harassed her about her attire, which showed her midriff bearing a top and biker shorts. I was harassed about my outfit. I put my shirt back on, Howard is explaining in the video. They asked me to put my shirt back on, so I put my shirt back on. Then they approached me saying, I can't wear this. My stomach is showing. It's inappropriate. I don't know the rules on that, but I would think there'd have to be certain rules, you know, stuff like that. You're on a plane with a bunch of other people. You don't know who you're going to be with. I'm not saying we should dress like Amish. You know, but there was a time when you flew, man, it was a big deal. You had to be on a suit and tie, whatever, but there you go. Fat shaming, this woman says. That's not even what I wanted to talk about. But you know what, while we're on the subject of women and all that, maybe we should. Because, number one, I don't believe that I think this woman was probably being obnoxious. And that's why they kicked her off. Alaska Airlines, of all things. I won't say who it was on the other airlines that kicked this girl off with her 2-year-old. But you can go get the information. It's readily available. We live in a society now where people are very concerned. I was with some guy, and what were we talking about? He said something about black folks. He goes, "Well, Kevin, I can understand why people get upset about that. Oh, he told me it's some racist story. Somebody said this to one of my friends, and he was outraged and all this." And I looked at him. I said, "Let me tell you something. If you are a strong black person in America, and somebody tells you, this guy used the N-word on my friend. If you're telling me that story so I can be outraged with, oh my gosh, how dare he use the N-word? You got the wrong Negro." I said, number one, we use the word a lot in our culture, so it diffuses number one. I don't care about the word. Number two, there is nothing you're going to tell me to get me incensed enough to, oh, that's going to be my new cause, outrage. There's this one person that you found that's a racist and he used the N-word. If you think you're going to get this Negro worked up over that, you got the wrong dude. Shocker, Kevin. There's somebody out there that still uses the word and doesn't like black folks. I'm appalled. Now, hey, where's my meal? When's my food going to get here? I'm not going to care about that. But what I'm getting at is everybody's got their anecdote. Kevin, here's what's going on here. Did you know this? And check this out. And it's an anecdote in this case. I just gave you the fat girl anecdote. They didn't let me on because I was fat and I was showing my midriff and I had my tattoos. They wouldn't have let her on if she was skinny, showing her midriff and her tattoos either. But she wants you to think it's about her being a fatty. No. They weren't going to let you on. They don't let you on drunk. They don't let you on whatever. There's a certain level of decorum that you got to show when you're about to get into a capsule. It goes up into the air, and they want to make sure everybody's going to be safe. Now, I don't like throwing away the laws of the land, so to speak, just because I jump into your little tin can to get up in the air. But I understand it. I want to get down, too. I don't mean like get down on it. Da-da-da. I want to get back down to the ground safely. Anyway, I will bet you money that this woman who's trying to profiteer on her fat shaming is she's a leftist. The other woman, on the other hand, who had the baby who was asthmatic, she's probably a centrist or somebody that thinks like us. Because she's going, look, it's common sense that I'm going to take a mask off of my kid if he's struggling. I don't care who you are. What would you do if your baby, 2-year-old, asthmatic, starts convulsing and has a mask on? What would you do? I already know the answer. Hey, I'm going to move on because I want to talk about women's soccer and then we're going to go into some headlines. So the point of this particular story in talking about women's soccer is you can't win with leftists, okay? Particularly lesbians. The hairy underarm crowd. They get mad when they can't compete with men, but they still want the same money and all this. So what did the U.S. soccer team do? The U.S. Soccer Federation said, we're going to make identical contract proposals for both men's and women's soccer. You're going to get the same contract. And do you know what the lesbian soccer league did? They said, it's a PR stunt. United States Women's National Team Players Association. This is Rapinoe and team. They got identical. We're going to give you the same deal as the guys. And here's what they said. USSF's PR stunts and bargaining through the media will not bring us any closer to a fair agreement. That's what they tweeted. In contrast, we are committed to bargaining in good faith to achieve equal pay and the safest possible working conditions. The proposal that the USSF made recently to us does neither. They have the identical proposal of the men, and it's still not enough. You need more examples? I could talk to you about things where I could prove to you black people are actually getting it better than white folks, and black folks will still complain. It's not enough. Cops killing blacks. Blatant lie. Statistics prove it. White folks are in more danger. Who's a squeaky wheel?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Deep thieving insanity. That's what we are doing these days. That's what I do 5 days a week, 2 hours a day at the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically on the radio show. And I'm glad you are a part of it. I hope you share this with others because it's medicinal. It's Dr. Feel, except I'm Dr. Feel Good. Dr. Feel Good. 844-551-8255. Defeating insanity. I know it's, Kevin, that's very trite. You know, you're trying to be, funny or clever. No, I'm not. That's what we do. That's what you defeat. That's what you try to do every single day in your life. The people don't put it, no, you don't think of it that way necessarily. You're just trying to defeat insanity. Or you could say, well, I'm trying to promote sanity. Either way, it works. One's more positive. Kevin, we're promoting sanity. Good for you. Sometimes to promote sanity, you have to defeat insanity. Good versus evil, right? You promote good, you don't promote evil. It's such a simple concept, but it is true. And look, and we make it political, but it's really, really ideological. You don't want crazy in your life. You don't want chaos. How many people do you know like crazy? You ever had a crazy mate, a crazy girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever friend, LGBTQIA friend, plus friend? You ever had a anybody that was crazy? And you were like, yikes, don't want to hang around that person. Maybe you didn't even know they were crazy initially, and you found out they were crazy. I don't know what they had. And I'm not trying to make fun of people that have schizophrenia or bipolar or whatever, but whatever it was, you were like, whoa, I'm not used to that. Do you embrace it? You go, man, that was fun. Let me go back and get some more crazy. Can I find another girlfriend that'll jump out of my car while it's moving? All because I was asking her about, you know, some stupid question. I mean, crazy stuff. Just for the record, I had a girlfriend that did that. All because I said, I thought we had already planned this. And then next thing I know, she was crying, jumped out of my car. And then, you know, needless to say, I did not embrace crazy. I got away from it. And a year or two later, she called me up and said, I'm really sorry. I was bipolar. Oh, wow. Okay. So that was a new warning bell for me. Anybody, I'm bipolar. Okie dokie. You learn to avoid it. And again, I'm not trying to I'm not jumping on anybody that has these issues. I feel sorry for people that have issues where they can't feel the exhilaration that I feel every day to be alive. We had a JV coach. I never played for him. He was a sadist, a total sadist. But he would say things every day before football practice. Great day to be alive. And, you know, I thought, well, okay. After doing 2-a-days in the hot Texas sun, I didn't feel quite the same. But now that I reflect, it is a great day to be alive. And I don't say it just because being above ground on terra firma makes it a great day to be alive. I say it because I feel that way. I cannot wait to get to voicemail messages or pick up the phone of a friend calling or somebody that reached out to me or reading your messages or, you know, getting your books or your CDs or your letters or your checks in the mail, whatever. I cannot wait. Every day I get up going, it is a brand new day. And though it's routine in some respects, no, it's not. But you know what I avoid? I avoid crazy. Yep. Yeah, what do you say, you know, when you run into these people? Oh, they're cray-cray. Woo-hoo-hoo. Can't cope. And you know who can't cope? Leftists can't cope. Leftists have a way. They escape themselves into these deep, dark areas of their mind that you go, where would you come up with that? How could you possibly think that? And you know what happens when a person can't cope? They don't want you to give them a solution. They don't want you to go, well, you do know that there's an easy... There's a fix, leave me alone. And they get crazy, and you know, you okay. I know you've dealt with people like this. I watch enough of these shows to know the pathology of the crazy brain. People that hoard. Again, I'm not getting after. I'm not mad at people that have these issues. I've even learned to understand the underlying issues. I've gone all Dr. Phil and learned about different things. And then when you're doing this type of thing, I do, you research stuff. And I get it. But that doesn't make me go, ooh, I understand hoarders. So if I ever become a hoarder, I'll understand why. No, I want to live where I can enjoy my furniture and, you know, I don't see rat droppings on everywhere and cat poop and dog poop. And I'm climbing over mountains of debris just to go to, you know, a bed that I've got tucked away by. You know, I've seen the shows. They can't cope. You ever watch Intervention? That show where people lose themselves in drugs. Let me tell you, the majority of drug addicts, I don't have to get Rasmussen or Zogby or anybody to tell me this. The majority of drug addicts are people who are leftist, Democrat, so-called progressives or whatever. People who would not vote for Trump, people who do not support or condone your lifestyle, who are struggling mightily in their own but are quick to tell you how to fix yours. The majority of drug addicts are leftists. I don't need anybody to tell me that I'm right about that. That's a fact. I don't need any polling. So when you look at crazy, you say to yourself, Kevin, did you see that spending bill? I'll tell you two crazies. One, we've been saying this for decades. And two, it's only gotten larger. And it's only gotten more nutty. Consider, folks, that we spent trillions of dollars of emergency, and I use my finger quotes, money on Wu Flu, and now they got a budget that's trillions more. And it includes a civilian climate corps, or as Obama would say, corpse. Civilian? How civilian will AOC's civilian climate corpse be? Bureaucracy, hiding under the guise of civilian. Who's going to run it? What bureaucrat will be responsible for it? If you think there's anything, quote, civilian in this government that the government puts together, you are out of your mind. No task force, no nothing. The only thing civilian is what gets created by we the people. Oh, what is the other thing? Eviction. Right? They had cut off the eviction. Now they've issued an eviction moratorium that extended it another 2 months, because this is what Biden's give back to the hungry, the huddled masses yearning to be free. Stay rent free for 2 more months. Okay, capitalists, you get to take it in the shorts for another couple of months. Let me ask you this question, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. How long could you go? How long could your business go without receiving any income? If that's what you do, if you own an apartment building and people in that apartment building have all declared that they're going to be part of this farce of Wu Flu and they don't want to work, blah, 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 so you're not getting paid, how long could you go? Would you do maintenance in a building that you're not making money on? And I could go on? Yes, you would, because you're required to by law. You think Biden cares? Of course not. Bureaucracy, man. That's what Democrats are good at. They manufacture bureaucracy. The jobs report. Employers added 330,000 positions for the month, a sharp deceleration from the downward revised 680,000 in June. It is also well below the 653,000 Dow estimates. June's final total fell from the initial estimate of 692,000. Markets fell after the report, and Dow futures down nearly 120 points, blah, blah, blah. And they tell you where the gains occurred. Let me tell you the silliness of what we're even discussing. We have a demented fool, a clown, who's supposedly running the economy. He's not. Other people are doing it on his behalf. They don't know what they're doing. They're they're throwing darts as good as anybody else. And here's what I can guarantee you they're not doing. They aren't creating real jobs, manufacturing jobs. They aren't doing things that inspire companies to want to invest in America. And you are watching the very quick decline, because Joe Biden hasn't hit any numbers since he was installed in office. And he's not going to. So we got more crazy. And the thing I can't understand about it is it's cyclical crazy. It isn't like we have to go, I wonder what's going to happen in the next jobs report. I wonder what's going to happen in Chicago over the weekend. You know, I wonder what AOC will say next. You know it's stupid. It's bad news.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.